This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
This is Limia Plus Plus, hosted by your poetry man, Mel B. Libre.
Poetry is an art form of weaving words that evoke emotions and experiences. Limia Plus Plus presents the works of individuals through Limia, a poem consisting of 5 lines with limited syllables, 5, 7, 5, 7, 5, plus other literary stuff, plus song poems. Join us for half an hour. I'm your host, Mel B. Libre. Welcome. In this episode, our theme is on growing old. We've got favorite poem of the week, My Limius, and song poems from Wolfman Jack and Kenny Rogers, and a song from
our songwriter poet of the month, Gordon Lightfoot. This is The Wreck of Fitzgerald.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. All that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. Thank you. musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up or dead when the gales of November come early.
Limia Plus Plus, that's from singer, songwriter, and poet Gordon Lightfoot about the SS Edmund Fitzgerald. It was an American Great Lakes freighter that sank in a severe storm on Lake Superior on 10 November 1975, taking the lives of all 29 crew members. As the largest ship on the Great Lakes at the time of its launch, its sudden tragic loss and lack of distress signals made it prominent maritime mystery. And of course, thank you, Mr. Gordon Lightfoot, for writing such a song. Soon? Well, it's Limia on Growing Old. Limia by Danilo Almendras. Was not I prepared to face all the challenges? Beholden to none. Time went by, youth bade goodbye. My spirit daunted. Limia by Lorna Gayatin. Youth, where have you gone? You left fast, I did not know. Aches and pains arrived. Vibrant, active moves slowing. I miss Kido me. By Marlinda Angbetik Tan. Wow, you look just great. Comment that boosts an old heart. Much a halting gait. Who does care? Life is a treat. Moments we create. Thank you. Lemia by Daniel Midalie. Life's chapters unfold, every youth story fading, feeling aches and pains, old age, then the final stage, peaceful sanctuary. Following shortly, the favorite poem of the week. When You Are Old by W.B. Yeats, read by Cillian Murphy, acclaimed actor from Oppenheimer, and Tommy Shelby in Peaky Blinders.
When you are old. When you are old and grey and full of sleep and nodding by the fire, take down this book and slowly read and dream of the soft look your eyes had once and of their shadows deep. How many loved your moments of glad grace and loved your beauty with love false or true. But one man loved the pilgrim soul in you and loved the sorrows of your changing face. And bending down beside the glowing bars, murmur a little sadly how love fled and paced upon the mountains overhead and hid his face amid a crowd of stars.
By yours truly, Melby Libre. Are you well today? I asked the elderly man facing the mirror. It's just good to be alive, talking to myself. Lemia, it's never boring to wake up every morning. No deadlines to meet. Doing things you love doing. Don't forget the meds. Thank you. Limia. Who says I am old when I can still sing and strum my precious guitars in the retirement village before an audience? Plus Plus, featuring a song poem, There's an Old Man in Our Town by, well, legendary disc jockey Wolfman Jack, with singing from Kenny Rogers. Thank you for joining me in this episode of Limia Plus Plus. Join the Limia movement. Write your Limia. Five lines, 5-7-5-7-5 syllables. Submit to mailbelibre@gmail.com, and your poem may just make it here. Bye for now. I'm your poetry man, Mel B. Libre. Poetry is life.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.